Okay. Foundation. Or how to say it? I mean, Priya. Because I'm just thinking here, Priya, Cosmos, and Jewel Road, my main three. And then we have a Swedish kind of offshoot of the Priya. When I speak about something that I can speak about, you know, Radio Krishna style, if I have time to. But the thing is, I can speak about, you know, I can really join those three or four. The other one is Swedish, but anyway, that can join in that direction to each other. Meaning I kind of promote each one from all the others. And then also you have the web page there, or pages, virtualcosmos.se, priyavrata.se, and jewelroad.se. That's it. And then, so anyway, this is a little draft for my presentation about the foundation. You know, here I am. I am so and so. And I have an idea that I'd like to share with you. I think it's a good idea. It just kind of came. I'm not saying I'm the originator of it, but someone's got to do it and promote it. So this is what I'm going to do here. So I am making this channel, Priya Rata, and the other one, and the other one, and so on. And I just wrote a book, and I'm working on another graphic novel. This all has made me, of course, led me into exploring the contemporary media, so to speak, more in depth. And I was always like that. I was always a media person. And meaning I always liked to produce magazines and make paintings and radio and this and that, and music and film. So I've been, and when I came in touch with the Sankirtan movement, I realized that's also about using mass media. In those days, books, journals, in the early 20th century, even late 19th century, the acharyas there. But also saying that you should use contemporary media to bring out the good news, you know, the treasures, or distribute the fruits of bhakti and, you know, all of that. So I think now it was the meaning also that some or other I always stayed there in that media scene, and I have learned something by seeing the whole development of media here in Sweden from one television channel and three radio channels, and that's all you could see and hear in media, except the daily newspapers, which were boring. And yeah, some comic magazines, things like that, and some pop magazines, and books in the library. But now the scene is completely different. It's, I think, the biggest change that happened since I as a child during my lifetime. And some would say, typically, the oldies, that, oh, it was much better in the past. Now it's just a mess. I say it was never as good as now. It's just wonderful. The possibilities and opportunities for any creative person to be out there and publish their creations in media. So that's why I learned and learned and learned. And then my sons are also into that. And so I kind of, by the way, naturally kept in touch with, you know, the trends there on YouTube, and they grew up with YouTube, saw it coming, and now they think it's going old and stagnated. And I'm sitting here, old man, saying, no, there's always opportunities for improving and coming up with new things, but that kind of requires a bit that one dares and has the freshness of mind and intellect and, you know, and life to see new things, opportunities. And I would say that's how creative people are. They want that new something new and finding new ways and possibilities. So I just wanted to start about this, talking a little like that, because the idea I'm going to share here, to hopefully hear your opinion if you care to follow this program through, because, you know, well, attention span today, I mean, we have so much and so many who want to take our attention. But trust me, this is good. And I mean, something real here, something that can really be useful for others as well. So, making a book, making a graphic novel that I want to, you know, make into an animated film series. And this channel here, which is just me, myself, talking, doing whatever I want, and here at home, is what I do. And if you look at my channels, you see I don't have many viewers at all. But the thing is, I stopped thinking about that. I learned it from those who are now many viewers, that just do your thing and go on doing your thing. Make something that you like, publish it online, and you have done your thing and you can be satisfied. And then if there are people coming and who like that, they will come. And of course you can do things to help them come. And that's the idea with this foundation that has kind of grown out of the soil here of creative moods through the years. And I'd like to share that idea here. And if you are looking at this, you may be, especially if I've sent you the link, a chosen one. Because, not because I want to pull you into something, but because I'd like to hear your opinion, because you are probably one type of creative person, a storyteller or whatever. a musician or an artist or a writer or filmmaker or YouTuber or whatever, or game maker. And if you are, especially then, and this is for you, and I just beg you to stay and listen and give your opinion about this, because it's to help you and people like you, and you can help others as well. I'm not sitting here to get something from you because I'm satisfied. I'm here to give something and share. And this is what I do with my channels also. And, well, where to start?